This is Mac OS Ken.
Jaws hints at a new laptop. Siri has Q3 strength for iPhone. And Q talks up the Apple TV Plus service. It is Wednesday, the 15th of October, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken. Brought to you by yours truly and supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. Something powerful is coming. So says a post on the Heil site from Apple's Senior VP of Worldwide Marketing, Greg Joswick. 9to5 Mac writes up his post, which included a video of what appears to be a MacBook Pro. I say appears to be because the short clip is very dark and very stylized. Still, there are a few reasons to assume that it is a MacBook Pro. First, there were the rumors earlier this week that had Apple hitting with one of those very soon, along with the spec-bumped Apple Vision Pro. Reading the tea leaves further, 9to5 Mac points out that the laptop in the clip is in the shape of a V, or the Roman numeral 5, hinting at the laptop's anticipated M5 chip. Also, there's the weird nummy noise from Joswick. His full message read, something powerful is coming, with 5 M's in Again, possibly or probably, hinting at the M5. You know, it's been a long time since hunting for hints in Apple promos was worth doing. Kind of fun to get back to. As for other hints, there were none. Except maybe for the blue hue on the featured machine. The teaser doesn't share any additional details, according to 9to5 Mac, other than further announcement is coming soon. The September quarter looks to have been a strong quarter for smartphones in general and iPhone in particular. That's the word from Canalys, which earlier this year was bought by Omdia, so now we call them Omdia. In a press release on Tuesday, Omdia had the global smartphone market growing 3% year-on-year in the third quarter of 2025, signaling a return to growth momentum driven by major product launches during the quarter. Outpacing the wider smartphone market was iPhone. Apple grew iPhone shipments by 4%, according to Omdia, achieving its strongest Q3 performance ever. According to the firm, the base iPhone 17 exceeded launch expectations with upgraded storage at unchanged pricing, while the redesigned iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max continue to attract consumers globally. iPhone Air shipments remain modest, according to the firm, but its marketing effectiveness has proven strong and serves as a core technical testbed for Apple, potentially positioning Apple for future form factor innovations. Despite growth all around, market share moved maybe a millimeter. Running through the list, Samsung was first with a 19% share, Apple was second with 18%, Xiaomi was third with 14%, Transsion was fourth with 9%, Vivo was either also fourth or fifth, also with 9%, and others accounted for the remaining 32%. All of that was practically unchanged year on year, with one minor exception. Transsion picked up 1 percentage point to the one lost by the others category. Otherwise, market shares were unchanged by Omdia's count. Coming in with similar smartphone numbers was IDC. That market tracker also issued a press release Tuesday showing global smartphone growth up 2.6% to Omdia's 3, with iPhone growth up 2.9% to Omdia's 4. On the market in general, one IDC analyst said, "The smartphone industry continues its upward trajectory, posting solid growth, a remarkable achievement given persistent economic uncertainty and tumultuous tariff dynamics." On iPhone in particular, another analyst said, Demand for Apple's new iPhone 17 lineup was robust, with pre-orders surpassing those of the previous generation. IDC's top five and market share were practically the same as Omdia's. As for the future, yet another IDC analyst was quoted as saying, the firm maintains a positive outlook for 2025, anticipating that market momentum will continue through the final quarter of the year. The accelerated demand for the latest AI-enabled products is expected to lead to a strong finish for 2025, driven by aggressive pricing promotions and robust product portfolios from leading vendors. Tata seems to be tightening its place in Apple's supply chain. Secret sources tell CNBC that Titan Engineering and Automation, a subsidiary of India's Tata Group, has acquired the Indian arm of Chinese industrial firm Just Tech Precision for about $100 million. According to the report, Just Tech Precision has been part of Apple's supply chain since 2008. It kits Foxconn with industrial equipment such as computer numerical control machines used for precise cutting and fabrication tasks. Hearing from Counterpoint Research co-founder and VP Neil Shaw, the CNBC piece says Apple is looking to build highly localized partners to become truly diversified instead of bringing Chinese or Taiwanese partners in India and be dependent on them. It will not be a sprint to build like-for-like supplier ecosystem as it enjoyed in China, according to Counterpoint's Shaw, but a marathon and a step-by-step process. If you were looking for Just Tech Precision in Apple Maps Tuesday, you might have had trouble finding it. 9to5Mac ran a piece fairly early in the day that had some users experiencing a problem with both Apple Maps and the company's Find My feature. The problem started around noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. All better a few hours later, though. The issues were fixed by 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Pacific, according to Apple's system status site. More fun for Apple's public testing program. Mac Rumors says Apple on Tuesday gave its public testing peeps access to the third betas of iOS, iPadOS, macOS, watchOS, and tvOS 26.1. On top of, next to, or pert near those, Apple on Tuesday also released new public betas for AirPods Pro 3, AirPods Pro 2, and AirPods 4 firmware. The same build provided to developers last week. Another piece from Mac Rumors says the firmware likely adds support for live translation in new languages, including Japanese, Korean, Italian, and Chinese, both Mandarin traditional and simplified. How many subscribers does Apple TV, the subscription service, have? More than 45 million, according to Apple's valet. 9to5Mac had Apple's senior VP of services, Eddie the Butler Q, appearing on a podcast this week. In the interview, the piece says, Q is asked about Apple TV's popularity as a streaming service. The host cites the rumored roughly 45 million subscriber number that some prominent analysts have bandied about. Q declines to share specifics but confirms it is significantly more than that. Talking about the relative success of the service, especially starting from scratch with no back catalog, it's a lot harder than it looks, says Q. Of course, that did include some extra issues. Quoting the exec, I didn't forecast being out of production for a year and a half. I didn't forecast a 9-month strike from that standpoint. So we were a little further behind than where I'd like to be. But where we are today is great. There's a trailer for a movie coming soon to the Cupertino streamer. A separate piece from 9to5Mac had Apple hitting with a promo for the Family Plan 2. It looks like the Family Plan, but in the UK and Europe, which it is. The Family Plan is available to stream now on Apple TV Plus, the streaming service. The sequel hits the service on Friday, the 21st of November. The trailer is up now on YouTube. Remember the Apple TV Plus comedy, The Completely Made-Up Adventures of Dick Turpin? Yeah, somehow there's another episode. Lone Locust over on Mastodon sent me a message, seriously, in the middle of recording this episode. It was a message he had gotten from Apple TV saying the new episode was up. Labeled as a special episode, the description says, when a monster terrorizes Hempstead, Dick and the gang set out to capture the beast and restore peace to the village. If memory serves, production on season 2 was underway before it just stopped. Problems with the show's lead was the rumor. Anyway, maybe this episode was already in the can. Whatever the case, the special episode, Night of the Werebear, is up now on Apple TV. And finally today, a well-reviewed comedy is back in the Apple TV rotation. The third season of the Maya Rudolph comedy series Loot is underway. If you've missed this one, Rudolph plays a woman who embarks on a journey of self-discovery after getting an $87 billion divorce settlement from her wealthy tech billionaire husband. She eventually starts to thrive as the head of a philanthropic organization she either didn't know she had or sort of forgot she had. That was the first season, if memory serves, though, to be honest, I haven't seen it. The first two seasons of Loot are available to stream now on Apple TV Plus, the streaming service. Season 3 starts today. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOS Ken. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOS Ken at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Leonard likes this post.